Hi, this is Jesse Liberty. This is part two of our discussion on MVVM Lite. We're going to return to the application as we had it, which had page one and page two, but no way to navigate from one to the other. Let's start by revising page one from saying my page. We'll go into the code where that's bound and instead have it say page one so that we can easily see the navigation. We'll save that. Return to the view so we see page one is there, and note you have to build in order for that to take effect. And now let's go over to expression blend, where we're going to add a button and a behavior for navigating over to page two. Let's start by adding a row to our grid, and in that row we'll place a button. So we'll double click on the button, and then we will grab that button and move it to the second row, and then make sure that it has a row span of one and a column span of one, and that it is centered. Let's go ahead and change the content of that button from button to page two to indicate that that's what we'll be using that button for, is navigating to page two. With that done, we're going to go over to the Assets tab, come down to Behaviors. This is where it starts getting really interesting. We'll grab Event to Command and just drag that down to the Objects and Timeline and drop it right on our new button. That adds an Event to Command for the button. Let's give the button a name. Let's go ahead and call that Page 2 button. And now we can click on Event to Command and give that a name as well. And we'll call that page 2 button clicked. Notice under the trigger that we are saying the event name is click on page 2 button. That's what we want. We now need to fill in the command, but before we can do that, we need to go over to Visual Studio. So let's save all and open up Visual Studio on the same project. It notes that things have been changed from the outside, which is right. We changed them in Blend. We're back in Visual Studio. And our next step is to go to the view model for this page, which is mainviewmodel.cs. Inside there, we're going to see that we already have properties for the page name and so on, but let's add a new property now. This property is going to be of type relay command. It won't know about relay command, so we hit Control Dot and choose using GalaSoft MVVM Lite. With that using statement in, it now knows what relay command is. We'll call it page 2 command. And let's give page 2 command the appropriate getters and private setters, because you'll never use this command with a set. You'll only use it with a get. With that property in place, we scroll down to the constructor. And in the constructor, we're going to initialize that command. We set that as a new relay command, and what's going to go into our initialization is a lambda statement saying that we will receive no parameters and we will call go to page 2. Go to page 2 does not yet exist, so we can control dot on that and it will offer to generate a method stub for us. Let's let it go ahead and do that. Now we can go down to the method stub that was generated for us, take out the default code, and put in what we want, which is to navigate to page 2. Because that's a little bit more complex, we're going to hold off on that, and for now we're just going to show a message box that says our intention here is to navigate to page 2. It returns an object, so we'll return null. With our relay command in place, the next step is to return to expression blend, where we will close the loop. We come over from this event to command, page 2 button clicked. Note that the source name is page 2 button. The event name is clicked. What's missing is linking it to a command. Let's go over to the command and push the property peg for the advanced properties. And when we push that, we're going to choose data binding. And there is our relay command. We'll choose that. And then we'll click on the OK button to indicate that this is the command that we want to attach, and notice the box turns yellow showing that it's been data bound. We're now ready to go, so let's build the project and run the project, and we have successfully wired up that button without any code and using the view model as the repository for the command that we are binding to. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you soon.